Pastor Bud's going to come up and give us his 5-minute testimony. So everybody set your stopwatches. And yeah, here we go.
And pray. Okay. Thanks, Sam. This is cool. I grew up going to church. I think from about the time I was 2 years old, I went to Sunday school every Sunday of my life, many Wednesday nights. I was convinced I was a Christian. If anybody had asked me, I would have said, yes, I'm a Christian. But I didn't really know what that meant because I never had a personal relationship with Christ. By the time I was in high school, I was miserable, filled with anger and hatred and envy, and lived in the city in Seattle. And I was just waiting to graduate because my mom was a school teacher and I couldn't go before I graduated. I was going to Alaska to be a hermit. And about a month before I left to go be a hermit, these guys came to my school. They were a band of Jesus freaks, had a little folk rock band. This was back in 1970, so folk rock was good then. Right, Sam? Yeah, Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know those guys. Anyhow, they came to our school, and they shared their testimony and said that Jesus was alive, and he wanted to have a personal relationship with me. And I was like, how come nobody ever told me this? And whatever they had, I wanted it. And I don't think they let them give an invitation like Pastor Sam will tonight. He'll give an invitation. If you're one of those people who had never heard that Jesus was alive and wants a relationship with you, you can make that decision tonight. You don't have to wait and talk to me afterwards. But that's what I did. I went and talked to one of the band guys afterwards. After school, I accepted the Lord on the lawn of my high school in front of my English class. I prayed a little prayer. And I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I wanted a relationship with God. And when I opened my eyes, I had my Wizard of Oz experience. It started out black and white. I opened my eyes, the grass was green, the sky was blue, which was almost a miracle in Seattle in May 1st, 1970. And I entered into a relationship with God through what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. And I didn't really understand it all. I had a tremendous experience with God. And I began for a year to just pursue that feeling, that experience. And what happened is I would either feel really close to God or really far away. And I just had, I call it my roller coaster period. And I'd be up and then I'd be down and I'd be up and I'd be down. And then I decided to stay down for a long time. Well, after I met Janelle and talked her into marrying me, we got married and then we went down for about 13 years and just... Although I love the Lord and I'd have beat you to death for saying something bad about Jesus, I was definitely not following the Lord. And in the course of that, I got involved with some people that were criminals and never got caught. So I still have a clear record and I can be a police chaplain. praise God. And but I got to the point in my life where I was so miserable and I was living a double life and I just was afraid. Afraid that my life would be over, my relationship with my wife would be ended, and that I would be just have nowhere to go. And all of a sudden, I just gave up, and I went to the Lord, and he began to draw me and reveal to me his grace and mercy and show me that it's all about what he did for me. It had absolutely nothing to do with what I could do to earn his favor, that I didn't really understand grace before then. But I realized that God loved me, and I came to the place in my life where I really surrendered and admitted to God that I couldn't do it on my own. I'd been trying for about 6 months to be good. Couldn't do it. And I just admitted that to him, and he really met me. And within 2 weeks, I found this little weird group of people that met at a veterans hall on Sunday mornings, Calvary Chapel. 22 years ago, I came here. And Pastor Sam, we couldn't figure out who the pastor was because everybody was in jeans and flannel shirts. It was in November. And then the guy that was playing the guitar got up and said, open your Bibles to Ephesians. And Pastor Sam taught through a chapter in Ephesians. And I was like, I had never heard that before. I'd never heard expository teaching. And I just couldn't miss from that point on. I kept coming and growing and learning. And then God started calling me, and he allowed me to come on as the youth pastor. For about 10 years, I served the junior high and high school kids, and learned a lot, had a lot of growth that needed to happen in Bud. And Pastor Sam was extremely patient with me, as he has continued to be to the present day. And then I passed that on to Dominic, and I moved up to doing men's ministry and couples counseling and ministry to couples and premarital and things like that. And I've been assisting Pastor Sam since then. But it's been a wonderful thing, because I still feel like I'm just learning. Every day, man, I get my Bible out and it's new. And there's something in there for me. Every time I come and get to hear Pastor Sam teach, I've heard him teach through the whole Bible 1.5 times or so. Yeah, God talks to me every time I come. And he changes my life. And he's making me more like Jesus. Janelle, you have to ask her. She probably will say that he is, but I don't want to, you know, I mean, pride comes before destruction, right? A haughty look before a fall. I'm working on it. So pray for me. And the Lord bless you guys. I love walking with him, and I hope you guys do too. If you don't know him yet, today is the day of salvation. God has got a plan for your life. He brought you here because he loves you. And you're going to get to hear about what he did for you. So, Pastor Sam, you're up.